This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9. It is your Tuesday Drive Show with Jono and Harry. Now, Harry, I like a little bit of violin occasionally, but this next lady that we've got in studio with us, I think we'd describe as a violinist with a difference,
I think,
perhaps.
So, yes. Yeah. We have the very lovely Lindsay Stewart in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this is, you're obviously from the States.
Yes.
I think we gathered that by your accent straight off. But this is what, your second tour down under, or?
Yeah, second time here in Australia, and I love it here.
Now, people that are sort of thinking, Lindsay Stirling, what does she sound like? How would you describe your sound? Because it's a little bit of everything, really, isn't it?
It is. It's kind of, I took all of my favorite things from, you know, a little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of Celtic fiddle, a little bit of classical, and I looped it all together with some dubstep and electronic music, and this is what happened.
Because obviously you're a violinist. Would you describe, because a lot of people know from the past, groups like Bond and Vanessa Mae,
yeah,
that sort of did that violin with the sort of beat in the background and a little bit funky. Is that kind of the sound that you're going for, or are you a little bit different?
Well, it's definitely different, but you know, they really inspired me as a kid. I listened to their music and was like, wow, they made the violin cool. And so I really sought to, you know, add my own, like Vanessa Mae was like classical actual songs that she made with techno music, you know, and then Bond. So it's like I took this inspiration, then just decided I was going to take it in a new direction.
You were on America's Got Talent back in 2010.
Yes.
What was that experience like?
Oh man, terrifying, I guess you could say. I mean, I had never performed in anything larger than like a, you know, open mic night, and here I was with an audience of, you know, millions of people, and it was also pretty discouraging. I got told on the show that I just would never succeed, and they told me I was too different, and you know,
which normally means you will.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, you know, it's, at first I was just devastated and humiliated, and you know, because I got kicked off the show. And but then it turned into this extreme motivation of like, oh no, I'm going to prove these people wrong, and I'm going to prove it to myself that I can do this.
So is that what you learned from the show? Like the fire in your belly, you just use that for good, I suppose?
Definitely. And I mean, it really taught me a lot about myself. And from that experience, I learned that, wow, when someone tells me I can't do something or that I'm too different or whatever they want to say, it almost like lights a little fire inside of me like, oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. I'll show you.
And you did show them, because your first album reached number one on the Billboard Electric and Dance charts. How did that feel?
Oh man, it was very surreal. I mean, I was one of those like, I can't believe this is happening type of things. You know, I just really did honestly start creating this kind of music because I was searching for something that I loved. I was sick of trying to prove myself to everybody else, and I just thought, well, what do I love? And I kind of started to make my own music rather than doing what everyone else thought would work. And so it was pretty amazing that that was what rang true for not only myself, but apparently a lot of people.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Jono and Harry driving you home. And in the studio, we have the lovely Lindsay Stirling. Now, that was amazing.
Oh, thanks.
The beats that come across on your music, especially as a violinist. And you've been described as a dance fairy.
Oh, I like that.
Would you agree with that, though?
You know, a lot of people have described me as a little pixie, and I think it's, I really, you know, appreciate that because I love fantasy. I love fairy type things. You know, my videos, I feel like I have elements of fairiness and theatricality in them. So I think it's quite fitting.
Yeah. We're going to come back in just a moment and talk about the videos because I've been watching them on YouTube this afternoon, and your videos are like something else, like Move Over Taylor Swift. We'll be back in a moment. You're on Joy 94.9. You're on Joy 94.9. Jono and Harry on your Tuesday drive with a very lovely violinist, Lindsay Stirling, in the studio with us all the way from America. You've only just arrived in Melbourne this afternoon, so thank you for coming straight in here.
Yes, literally straight from the airport to here.
I like your priorities. Now, hey, your video clips, Harry's been watching them all afternoon online.
Obsessed. Amazing. Yeah. They're very high concept videos. Like there's definitely a narrative to them. Is that something that you come up with, or do you work with a team that comes up with these different concepts?
You know, I actually went to school to university to be a film director originally. And so I'm such a film nerd at heart. And so I come up with these concepts, and I went to film school because I love telling stories visually. And so that's why, you know, sometimes I'll even come up with the concept for the music video without a song. And so I'm like, oh, I need to write a song that's about a steampunk Western, or I need to write a song about pirates, because I just have these really fun ideas that I think of. And I'm, you know, I'm very involved in everything from the directing to the, I do the editing. So I'm a nerd. I'm a film nerd.
They're big budget videos though. Like you're I mean, you get to go to some great locations. One minute you're in a forest and you're standing on a cliff above the sea. Then you're diving into the ocean. I mean, you know, they're pretty elaborate video clips.
Well, you know, it's funny. I live a very modest and a very frugal lifestyle. And so everyone's like, Lindsay, get a new car, treat yourself. But my like treat to myself is like, no. I'm going to make a new music video.
And but they're just amazing. And I think my personal favorite is the Dragon Age, where you're just on a cliff in Norway, right, fighting off a dragon with your violin. What was it like to film that? Because that's a big budget sort of CGI
probably
stuff.
Probably wasn't a real dragon. It's probably
Jono. It was definitely a real dragon. What are you talking about? Those things are expensive to rent. You know, that was probably, I mean, in the end, it was so worth it, but it was probably the most miserable shoot of all, because literally it was freezing up there, and like everyone on the crew was so bundled up, so the eyes were the only thing that was showing, and I'm running around with, like, you know, this little outfit on, and my, you know, it was so cold, and we were literally afraid the wind was going to blow us off the cliff. But it was so worth it in the end, and it was stunningly beautiful.
You had some quite creative ways of keeping warm. Your dad came in quite handy at one point. Yes. Didn't he?
Yeah, well, there was this guy with us that told us that if your hands feel like they're starting to freeze, stick them in someone's armpit. So my dad, and my dad was actually on tour with me at this point, so he would let me stick my hands in his armpits. Like, we're not talking all over the shirt, we're talking skin to skin.
You got to do whatever you can to be warm.
And I was very happy to do it. I didn't even think twice about it.
Hey, you're in Australia at the moment. You are touring. You're playing tonight at Melbourne's Forum Theatre. Obviously, you've just released your second album, Shatter Me. What can people expect of the show? A little bit of the new album, a little bit of the old album?
Definitely, yeah. Both albums will be there. I'll be doing a couple covers as well, because a lot of people like some of the covers I do. What else? It's a high energy show. I dance all over the stage. It's loud. It's fun. I love it.
And obviously, your music's available in store and online.
Yes.
Let's finish with a quick 5 questions, because we've been watching some of your music videos and we decided we might just put you to the test of some things that you perhaps prefer.
Oh, okay.
All right. So question 1, fire or water?
Ooh, water.
Country or city?
City.
Modern dress or period dress?
Ooh, period dress.
Yeah, looking at some of your videos.
I love costumes.
We can answer that one. Hey, dragons or fairies?
Fairies.
Yeah.
And last one, life in the forest or under the water?
Ooh, life in the forest.
Nice.
Lindsay Sterling, you're an amazing talent. Thank you so much for joining us at Joy 94.9 this afternoon. All the very best for the concert tonight. You're at the Forum Theatre in Melbourne tonight, heading to Brisbane tomorrow, and then off to Sydney and Perth. And of course, a brand new album called Shatter Me is available now. Enjoy your time in Australia.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. You're on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.